Federated just wants to say thanks to all local businesses in and around the state of Minnesota. You are our community partners, our neighbors, our families, and our friends. And when you need Federated, Federated is here to help. Visit federatedinsurance.com or call your local marketing representative to access trusted resources you may need during this pandemic. At Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Where do you want to start, sir?
Well, I got two things on my mind before we get to the big topics of the day, the Twins and the Vikings. Oh, well, let's not forget about the Stout Lynx effort, too, by the way. By the way, that was okay. I had that unplugged. That's why that's a problem. I wrote down two words. Butler. Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
I don't think it can happen. The Lakers got two of him, and he's only got one, right? They got LeBron and Anthony Davis, who's fantastic. But I think it would be one of the 10 greatest non-Minnesota sports events of all time if Jimmy Butler would have won the NBA championship. Wouldn't you agree?
Maybe it'd be fitting.
Maybe top five. Maybe top five. David Ortiz winning the World Series is probably, winning the three World Series. That's up there somewhere, right?
Yes.
But Jimmy Butler taking this collection, five seed. 1995, 99 was the last time a five seed or lower made it to the finals.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Meanwhile, our guy is on Instagram in the Caribbean while the team's working out.
Where is he?
I don't know, but he's so worried about they're getting this extra month of time to make up for not getting to go to the bubble. And he's apparently with his girlfriend.
Jordan Woods.
Somewhere in the Caribbean.
Yeah,
right?
Somewhere in the Caribbean.
Yes.
What's going on?
And how about Gerson saying, it's not our job to tell you who's here and who's not.
It isn't?
Who's in? You know. And then, of course, I will say Malik Beasley's got a good excuse for not having been at the workouts.
How about that one?
Yeah. Don't park in front of, if you're like looking at your phone to see where you are, maybe, you know, don't park in front of Malik's house. He'll be sitting there tapping on the window with a 45. He doesn't like, he thinks that, you know, most city streets belong to who's ever driving on the city street, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, unless the guy's parked on the lawn, you can't pull a gun on him, I don't think. Or if the guy's making threatening gestures, right?
Oh, yeah. This is an all-timer.
Yeah, it is. And then the,
I mean, this is heavyweight, as they say.
He taps on the window with the gun, but then the guy's driving a long way, and they're pointing at him.
It's Plymouth!
It's Plymouth. Leafy Plymouth.
You're almost in Wayzata!
Yeah, the expensive part.
What's
of Plymouth.
Next, Edina?
He just bought the place. So,
I saw that story
that
Sunday morning.
Vintage Timberwolves.
Oh God,
vintage Timberwolves.
It's your line. Your line is always true.
Yes, even when they do the right thing, it's the wrong thing. Yes, it's unbelievable.
It's so true.
It's unbelievable.
Like at some point in time, you would think that line would be wrong.
We got rid of Jimmy. Damn it, we got rid of that troublemaker, and now Cat can sprout his wings if we can get him out of St. Bart's or some damn place.
If they can get him off the Love Boat, they'll be fine. He's hanging out with Gavin McLeod.
Oh, God almighty.
And Gopher.
Yeah, and of course, Vintage Timberwolves is getting the number one overall draft choice, moving up in the draft for the first time in history when there's like seven guys you can take. And you know they're going to take the wrong one. I mean, you get to watch Tyler Hero. Watch Tyler Hero. Hey, let's see. We're going to shoot more threes than any team in history. Let's draft a guy who can't shoot. What do you think? Instead of a guy who can.
It's so sad.
So I bring the Timberwolves up. And the other thing is, Mackie, I hope we got Mackie to address this today. I was running around. I didn't get to listen to you. Well, I listened
to the podcast. Right, yeah, podcast. That's a great thing about the podcast.
In fact, I couldn't listen if I wanted to until later on today. But Caleb Thielbar getting the loss yesterday.
No, this did not get addressed.
I believe.
You were melting down.
Well, he comes in for the ninth. He retires three straight batters.
Yes.
Then he starts the 10th to face the lefty. And he pops him up.
Yep.
With the man on second. And then we go to Sergio Boom Boom Romo. And they hit rockets all over the place. Losing pitcher, Caleb Thielbar.
Because the guy on second's his guy?
If you're okay on the mound.
Okay, you're right.
I called up Thornley. I'd left the game in like the seventh inning, eighth inning. I call up Thornley and I said, because somebody asked me on Twitter, who's the loser? And I said, well, it's got to be Romo, but let me check. And I call up Stu and he said, it's Thielbar. And I said, wait. He said he went to the scorers meeting.
Yeah.
And they, as far as they laid it out, there were no exceptions. The run doesn't count against you. But you get the loss. What?
Okay. Yeah. I got nothing.
No. It's, they got stupid scoring rules now. They're going to have to change it because starters don't go five innings anymore. But you got the five innings. If a starter doesn't go five innings and your team wins, right? And if you don't trail ever, like you're ahead 8-3 and the starter doesn't get through five.
Yep.
Then you can select the pitcher who pitched the best.
Yes.
To get the win.
And he gets the win, yeah.
I believe that if we're going to do the man on second, and by the way, we are.
Oh, yeah.
It's with us. Yeah, I got that confirmed by a Twins executive yesterday, basically. It's happening.
Yeah.
You're going to have to give the scorer the option to give the loss to the guy that deserves it, right?
So you're responsible for the man on second who's put there as part of
the rules of the game.
And so if you do not...
You face four batters, get them all out, and you're the losing pitcher.
If my buddy's driving and he's drunk and we get pulled over, the cop can choose to give me the DWI.
That's right.
That's BS.
You should have stopped him. You should have stopped him from driving.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't have no idea.
Well, you know what? These morons...
I saw you tweeting about it, but I didn't know the context
of... Well, these morons...
Because I didn't go the game.
These morons, I'm sure, they always assume, well, it'll be a new pitcher. When we start the next inning, with the 10th inning, they're going to bring in. Nobody ever thinks, hey, wait a minute. What if we've got a guy who's pitched 2 1/3 perfect innings and he's still in there for the 10th?
Right.
They're so stupid. Major League Baseball, these morons, every rule they come up with, they then have to modify. You weren't going to be able to, the catcher couldn't block the plate and the runner couldn't run him over, right?
Yeah.
So for about 2 years, we had guys being called safe who were 25 feet from the base because the catcher's leg was in the baseline.
Yes.
And somebody to peel at because they're so stupid. And then the whole thing about, okay, we got replay. The guy's cleat came off his cleat might have come off by a centimeter on a return play to first. He's out.
Yes.
I mean, everything.
Or his foot popped off the bag for a split second.
Everything they do, nobody thinks.
Yeah, there's no thought of the consequence of the action.
No.
There's zero.
No. This, well, we'll just.
You know what?
Okay, somebody said, they do this in the minors, and maybe that's the way they've done it. Although I saw Josh Wetzel, who does the games for the Rochester Red Wings when there's actually Rochester Red Wings, and he responded. He says, I've never seen that. How'd that happen? And
this is where Zoom stinks, because how much would you have loved to go up to poor Caleb post-game and said, you got the loss.
I hope you're embarrassed. You got the loss. I texted one of his fellow relievers today, and I said, be sure to give him a hard time about sucking up that L. Tell him to do his job next time.
Oh, God, that is a brutal... I had no idea.
Yes, I didn't either.
I saw you tweeting, but I didn't realize until you explained
it.
Yeah,
well, it's in the box score. Look it up. Loser, Thiel Barker.
Right, but he did nothing wrong.
No, he did all.
He did everything he possibly could have done.
He was perfect.
And Sergio got hammered.
Sergio got hammered and didn't get
the
loss.
And he skates.
By the way, if what happened to Sergio yesterday gives Rocco less confidence in Sergio, I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
He's run his course. He's run his course, I think. I mean, they used him a lot, but that slop ain't working at this time.
Who do you trust beyond Duffy right now, bullpen wise?
May. You know, May's been good. Rogers is, Cody Stashek has been good. I don't know what's with Rogers. I don't really know where the good slide ball is. But, the two biggest turnarounds probably from last year, Garver's the biggest. I mean, he's helpless after hitting 32 home runs. And probably Rogers not being invincible. Rogers going from invincible. You knew the game was won last year when he came in. And now you're hoping somebody catches the line drive, you know.
Yeah.
And, he doesn't. He's not getting the strikeouts.
And what
they contend that, the numbers aren't that much different, but I don't buy it. The pitches aren't.
The pitch against the Reds.
That slide
was that
ball.
0-2, Pat? The 0-2 pitch against the Reds that got dumped into left field again, though, but it was a terrible, the location of the pitch was awful.
Well, the one that I thought was when they lost to Detroit. Did they sweep? No, they won both games against Detroit. But
yeah.
But he was, that game ended up going longer than it should have because he threw Miguel. Miguel, you got to throw it on the thumbs because you know what he's going to do with it if he needs a single. He can hit it to right field better than anybody ever.
Right.
And he threw it out over the plate and there's a base hit to right field. That was easy. So I don't know, but 36-24 with the amount of problems they had this year is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's tied for the fourth best record in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and at home, they were fantastic. What, did they lose six games at home all year?
Explain that
six or
to
seven,
me.
Seven games.
Explain that to me. Last year, they were 55-26 on the road. This year, they were 12-17. But they dominated at home. It's by the way, we did get I'm glad to see that the Detroit home game, the Tigers bat at home, is credited as a Twins home game in the stats.
Oh, did they give did they get the extra?
They're 24-7 at home and 12-17 on the road.
Okay.
So they I don't know if AP might have made that decision themselves.
I was going to say, how do you get if you – interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, that was – but that's the way.
What do you do at catcher as far as the roster goes for the playoffs?
I don't put Avila on it. I don't think – I just go with Garver and
Jeffers.
They're not going to – they're going to play Garver on Tuesday, just – I'd play the other kid, but they're going to play Garver.
Rocco wouldn't pull the trigger on not playing Garver, considering how bad Garver's been?
Not in game one, I don't think. Maybe, I don't know.
He does some weird things sometimes that I don't see coming.
I think if he had his druthers against a right-handed pitcher, he'd play Marwin at first. If he had Donaldson back, he wouldn't play Miguel. Miguel's got no chance.
No.
He's got no chance.
No, he does not.
And Garver's got no chance. You got two guys that got no chance.
Miguel is in a... deep funk.
You know what we're going to discover when this year is over? Polanco's banged up.
Yeah. Well,
there's something.
Rocco
wrong with
said that. Rocco said, so Polanco didn't play in a game last week, and Rocco was asked about it and said he's got an ankle. He plays through everything, basically, and then went on to say it's worse than you think it is.
Yeah. Well, when you
watch. So I think you're right.
He's got four home runs this year. He had 22 last year, but he's plunking the ball to left, and he's getting his hits.
But he must be a tough kid.
Yeah, he is. But he's not rifling a ball in the gaps and doing stuff like that. But getting her eyes back, if he, that's big because he's a guy who can get on base, and get a walk, do a this.
Can he stay healthy, though?
Well, he hadn't had much of a problem before, had he? Last year, did he?
Yeah, he had the ankle going into the playoff series against the Yankees last year.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And it was clearly impacted by that.
Yeah, that's right. But
he's got what? He's got the ankle that he tore.
Again.
And he's
stop
got the knee.
Stop practicing rundowns in St. Paul. That's my strategy. If you're coming back from an injury, don't, and there's a rundown, don't don't get involved, okay? Don't do that. So, anyway, but yeah. Oh man, imagine the heat they're going to get from the fans if they're 2-0 against Houston.
Ooh. Well, that'd be 18 in a row, Pat.
I know.
The Heat will be well deserved.
Oh yeah, they got to win one. I mean, they should say you got to win the series, but if you don't win the series, you better at least end the losing streak. It's pretty incredible. The odds are damn near impossible.
Yes.
So, but you know, I think everything considered, I actually wrote this for tomorrow. Rocco did a hell of a job again to get 36 wins mm-hmm. out of all the problems they've had.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you got to remember about it is the season starts. The Marlins get shut down immediately with the pandemic, right?
Yep.
And the next team to get shut down was just here.
Yep.
And they left here on Sunday, right?
Yep.
Or they left here whenever it was.
Yeah.
The Cardinals, and they went to Milwaukee, and they didn't play for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that was an easy clubhouse meeting with the... Don't worry, fellas.
They almost canceled the game against Cleveland that the Twins were going to play that Friday.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think they'd been off. Were they off Thursday? I think it was a Tuesday, Wednesday home opener series
Thursday.
Against the Cardinals.
Yeah,
they didn't play Thursday.
And then they found out.
They played Cleveland Thursday. That's what it was. And then it broke. The story broke on Friday.
Yeah. And Cleveland had been. They had to get Cleveland to go ahead and play. The Cleveland players almost didn't play.
Yes.
It's we forget how every pompous newspaper columnist in America and everything else was saying, shut it down, it's not going to work, the first 5 days, right? Mm-hmm. With the Marlins and the Cardinals. And,
it was a mess, yes.
Yeah, and you thought, somehow they were smart enough to stick with it, and they made it to the finish line, but it was...
And the Cardinals ended up too short, is that right?
They missed two games, and they did, because... They already made the playoffs, and it wasn't – they even if it would have only affected seeding, once they made the playoffs, they weren't going to make them go to Detroit.
Yeah.
So, but how about that league? The two teams that had the virus worse than anybody both make the playoffs. The Cardinals had 23 games in 17 days or something.
Mm-hmm.
The Marlins had – they didn't play for 2 weeks, right? And then they were scrounging up guys.
They put together players.
They were scrounging up guys. And they ended up as the sixth seed. They ended up as the second place team.
Yep.
But you look at the playoff bracket, the American League is really a lot deeper than the National League.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got St. Louis, mediocre. Marlins, very mediocre. Milwaukee, terrible.
The Cubs don't scare you that much. Their offense has been a mess.
Boy, that would have been fun yesterday if they were behind 10. The Whiteys were behind 10-1 going into the eighth. They got five. So I switched over there. I was home by then. First two guys up, 10-8 in the ninth. And the Cubs, Ross isn't going to change pitchers. He's got some guy named Underwood out there, and he's throwing a ball in the dirt and all over the place. And then they finally take him out, and the umpire, they got the tying run on, and they call Mazar out on a pitch that's not even close. These umpires didn't want to stick around and
shocking
play extra innings.
Can't believe that.
But that gave the Twins the division title. So otherwise, the Twins would be playing, they'd be the seventh seed, and they'd be playing Oakland, right?
Yes.
Otherwise, so, I mean, but the Cubs deserve it.
Yeah.
I mean, the White Sox deserve it. The Cubs played their B team, and they gave them 10 runs. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Kevin Bryan hit a home run.
That was a good loss by the Twins.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing worked out perfectly.
Yes,
if you can get one team, I'll take Houston.
Thank you, Caleb Thielbar, for getting us that loss.
Well, Rocco said, we were playing to win. I thought, no, you were.
Otherwise. Anyhow, now we got to switch to the Vikes. I didn't get to see a lot. But I see the offense running up and down the court, right, doing anything they want to. And the stat is, right, Declan, that no team in history has had a receiver with that many yards and a
running back
with that many yards.
Ever in a game.
And by the way, the league started in 1920 something, right?
George Halas
sitting on a Hubmobile bumper and
Duluth had a team
car dealer.
Duluth couldn't
Not
do
even
this.
Duluth could do this.
Only the Vikings can set an NFL record and lose the GD game.
Yes, on a 55-yard field goal by a guy who couldn't make a extra point last week.
Yeah, Tennessee ain't that good, by the way.
You no. lost to Tennessee. Gotzkowski's. That's who you lost. That's basically who you lost.
They couldn't score. They couldn't get. They couldn't punch it in.
No, with Derrick Henry, how can you not punch it in? Anyway,
they quit using him at times too. It was a very bizarre. The Vrabel game plan didn't make a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm. But Zim quickly describes Zim. Instead of having his defense take some credit for this, really complains about the last drive when there was chaos.
Yeah, he called it chaos.
Chaos, which Kirk apparently
said. And a disaster, right?
I'll have to ask him what he means by that.
Kirk has gone to the Christian Ponder Book of Postgame. Mm-hmm. Not sure what you're talking about. I got to watch the film.
I will say, though, you've moved the ball, your offensive, you moved the ball all day long, and then at the end of the game, it was a jailbreak.
Yeah.
What was that? I mean, I can't blame Cousins for that last drive. His life was in danger. He's lucky he got the ball up to Thielen, when it got intercepted.
Yeah, I had no confidence from the
No, I didn't either, but I'm saying that wasn't
Well, here's the stat I don't get. Here's the stat I don't get. Justin Jefferson breakout game, right?
Yeah,
seven catches, nine targets, zero targets in the fourth quarter. How do you lose track of a guy having that good a game?
This guy might get a taunting penalty or two before he's done.
Oh, yeah.
Jefferson, you can do damn near anything you want to now, but he might be able to go.
What's the eye goggle thing?
I don't know. Do you know?
Declan?
Declan, what's the eye goggle thing? Goggles? This.
Oh, that one. I know he had the dance planned out forever, and then even when their new thing they're doing is they're bringing families into the Jumbotron. Judd, you probably saw that when you were there.
Yeah,
so now they're having
they have
clearly pre-taped, hey, when Justin Jefferson, I don't know when the hell they recorded, whether it was 6 months ago or yes, or on Saturday, but they're having family members, interact with them, like, congratulations for your touchdown. And I think it was some dance that he learned at LSU, and I think it has something to do with that. But yes,
in college football, you can't do that, right?
I don't
celebrate like that. No,
like that?
No, I don't think.
No. Okay.
Are you kidding? The NCAA would never allow that.
No, that's right. Before we pause, before we get back to the Vikings, I think Coach Orgeron's got to work on his pass defense. 623 yards passing. Oh. All-time record for the Southeastern Conference. That's as bad as the all-time record for losing when you're...
You should call up Zim. They can talk about yes. pass defense.
Wow, six. It was unbelievable. Every time
I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
I watched quite a bit of the second half because it was incredible.
Was the quarterback that good or was the defense that bad?
They'd throw a little swing pass and they go 50 yards. Because that Stingley kid didn't play. I think they had 14 guys opt out or something.
Okay.
They had a lot of, they had an incredible number of guys opt out. And Miles Brennan ain't no Joe Burrow, the new quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's not a surprise. But anyway, back to the Vikings. 0-3 is, how many times have we done this now? Not many. Right?
No, not many at all. So what is it, like five times or something like that? It's it's very, very small, yeah. It's an impressive start for this franchise.
Yeah, and have we seen any... apparently, we didn't see much sign of improvements from the young corners back. Gladney
got eaten up a little bit, but I think he's going to be... Okay, the guy that I really question is Holton Hill. I think Holton Hill might be Allen, Marcus McCauley.
He could have intercepted a pass and won the game,
yes.
Right? I mean, that ball was very catchable.
But he was the guy.
Tannehill threw a lot of bad passes.
He didn't look good.
He looked like the old Tannehill.
He didn't look good. But in the first half, when Tannehill attacked the Viking secondary, it seemed like he was going after Holton Hill the most. It seemed like if you passed towards Holton Hill, it was going to be completed. So he might just not be good, which they're going to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is when you go in with cornerbacks this young, guess what?
Zim was
Les Frazier's defense.
I love Zim's postgame, though. A little different than a Rocco postgame. Zim was lighting up everybody, including Harrison Smith. And,
yeah, he lit up his both safeties.
Anthony Harris, they can't be doing that. They can't both be running up to stop the run.
You know what? This is going to be, if this continues, it's going to be great fun because I don't think he can help himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rocco. You think Rocco would say that?
No. I talked to Falvey for quite a while yesterday, well, not 15 minutes, about Rocco and the year he's had. And he's, he said without, I mentioned the David Ross thing. I said, there's no way your guy is going to pull somebody during a game and embarrass him like he did Schwarber in the second inning, like he did on that Sunday night. I said he might hook him the next day, not have him in the lineup.
Yep.
But he's not going to, especially a guy who's been a core player, and isn't much of a left fielder.
Eddie.
I mean, he could have.
He could have hooked him 18 times.
With David Ross, Eddie would have only played 32 games this year. He would only finish
half. He'd be on the Marlins right now.
He would only finish half of them. and he said, and I didn't really get to this in what I wrote, but he said, it doesn't mean when you hear what he has to say after the game when you're the press, does not mean that there are no tough conversations.
Yes.
And that's, but he's the modern manager who's not going to, not going to embarrass his players. And, it seems to work. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're right. I don't think he has ever hooked a guy in game who screwed up.
Well, Donaldson, you know damn well he was mad.
Oh, yeah.
He almost went on Sergio running after Lindor. He said,
"Yeah, well, that's as mad as he gets.
That's not like us.
That's not as mad as he's going to get as far as criticism, public criticism of one of his players.
The Donaldson thing, you got to know that he kind of said, well, he was frustrated or something.
I also sense that Josh tells Rocco what Josh is going to be doing. I think Rocco might. I think there might be give and take there, but I don't think it's. I think Josh sits when Josh decides he's going to sit, for the most part.
Well, no, I think he might sit when he says he can play. He might sit because Rocco might give him the extra day and all that stuff. But I don't think
it's grudgingly.
Rocco isn't going to tell him you're in the lineup if he doesn't want to be.
That's my point.
I don't think he's going to do that with anybody though.
That's my point.
Do we really expect to see Donaldson tomorrow?
I think there's a better chance we see him tomorrow if he thinks he can play than we see Buxton.
Really?
I don't think we see Buxton.
Do we still have headaches Monday?
Pat, those...
They didn't really tell us.
The scary thing is, if this was his first concussion, I would say it's going to be fine. He's at what now? Six, you think? Seven?
Between
high school football?
I don't know.
Between
He says,
five?
He says he's had them, but...
But the one in Britain was serious. The whiplash one in Cleveland was a concussion. This is a concussion. There's no such thing as a minor concussion.
Did they call it a concussion? I thought they said concussion symptoms.
Well, he did, but this is what they always say. They'll never say it, but I don't think there's such a thing as concussion symptoms without it being a concussion. Like, you're not passing the tests, is what they're saying.
We'll probably find out today if he's... Are they working out?
They're going to work out today, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Might get rain.
They're doing a Zoom call with Rocco at 4 o'clock today.
That's all? That's all you get?
Oh, no. They've got players right now.
Players right now?
Yep, okay. Players right now.
All right.
Kenta's breaking things down for people right now.
Yes. You know what?
Kenta, who's just left
somebody,
Rocco.
Timmy Kirkjian talked to me, and he was looking about, he was asking, because he's doing the game, and he says, I haven't seen much of the Twins and blah, blah, blah. And he said, how'd Kenta get this good? I said, I got to tell you, has he changed anything? I said, I got to tell you, Zoom with a Japanese interpreter is not the way to get into the real good insights here, Timmy.
No.
But I think I'd say if you look up his stats, maybe he's throwing more breaking balls or something. But I think he's always been this good. He just, you just got to realize he's going to go six,
Mm-hmm.
And the Dodgers had no faith in him. He'd go five, he'd breeze for five, first guy'd get on base, he'd get somebody up,
Every season, the Olsons would gather on their dock. With all the weeds and muck, no one would go into the water, except for neighbor Larry, who would stand in there to cool off amongst the thick weeds.
Hey, neighbors.
Larry.
But this season, the Olsons dropped a few Aquaside pellets into their lakefront. After just one application, the water was crystal clear. And turns out, neighbor Larry is a free spirit and a fan of skinny dipping.
Hey, neighbors.
Larry.
Oh, my.
Ooh, nude.
New.
Clear your lake or pond completely. Visit aquaside.com. State permit may be required.
He hadn't started a postseason game since 16?
No, pitch and relief some, but yeah.
I think he started a couple in 2016.
Now, there's the Maeda backers who think they did it because they didn't want to pay him the money, but I don't believe that. You know, the bonuses.
Oh, without, okay.
But it's the Dodgers.
Yeah, what do they care?
Yeah, what do they?
Absolutely don't care.
I don't buy that.
They got a ton of pitching, too, or they had a ton of pitching at the time.
Yes, so.
But yeah, the Zoom call with the Kenta does not offer a lot of insights into what Kenta is thinking out there on the mound.
I saw that they were saying about, I thought maybe that they were going to do a public, we're still Zoom though. We can't go down to the interview room and properly.
As far as I know, unless they're going to change. No, as far as I know, not here.
Yeah,
They did say that they're going to have some, is it family members of the team are going to be allowed in the stadium?
Yeah, they're going to have some fans.
And they're going to do sort of a soft
and by the way,
launch test of fans.
What is the high tomorrow? 54 or something like that?
No, I can find that right here.
No, I guess tomorrow is a little better. But it's Thursday, I think, is 54.
Afternoon baseball, Pat. It's fine.
Thursday is 54, I think. But I got news for all of us complainers.
64 on Tuesday, Wednesday 58, Thursday 51.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! And all of us complainers who don't like the windows open when it's cold, I got a hunch they're going to keep the press box open, don't you?
Oh yeah,
because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
So
absolutely, you're right. Absolutely, good call.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you going?
Yes, I believe they found a spot for me.
Have you secured a plexiglass safe
seat? as the fourth member of the. Star Tribune.
Team strip, all right.
Team strip, yes.
Are you going to take your mask off by Phil Miller again, or no?
No, I've learned my lesson on that baby.
Yeah, no, that was a bad move.
Bad move.
That was a bad career move right there.
I didn't take it off. I took it off to eat.
Right. Yeah, which is very standard.
And then I forgot to put it back on.
And I've done the same thing.
I forgot to put it back on. It was not intentional.
No, I saw it. It was not intentional at all.
Not intentional. In fact,
you've been very mask compliant.
Yeah, I have for the most part. But... now, sometimes when I get there early and I'm the only guy in there, I might not ever.
That's fine, yeah.
Because you get your glasses off.
Are they as strict?
Yeah, that's annoying.
Are they as strict at Vikings, Jed?
No.
They're not.
Well, I mean, first of all, to be clear, people at Vikings are mask compliant. But if it drops down a little bit, the Vikings seem to be a little bit more okay with it.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever you got to do.
Did they really fine Sean Payton $350,000?
I thought it was something for the coach, and then they fined the team $250,000.
I think he's been fined twice. I thought he was. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, so week one
they were warned. Week two they got fined.
Got it.
The team
got dinged.
Well, who else was not?
No, it's just for the coach not doing it.
For them telling
the coach gets fined. I think the coach got fined in week two $100,000, and the team's got fined $250,000, and then the fines were going to be more for week three.
Why are they making the coaches wear masks? You have these behemoths.
Got them.
You
got
have these behemoths out there laying on top of each other, spitting on each other.
Hey.
But they're going to go over to the sideline, and Zim's going to give them the COVID.
It's the same reason they've got to do, or they can't do the jersey exchange.
Yeah,
which is the most hilarious thing. I just tackled jersey, you sweaty. For three hours, but don't give me your jersey.
We haven't had many. They haven't announced many positives from games, though, right?
Atlanta had the first one in season yesterday.
Was it Dan Quinn?
How he has his job, I don't
know.
He's got
to be gone today. He's got to be gone today.
The Vikings want him to be fired because my theory is the Falcons will win some games once he's fired, and they play the Falcons in a couple weeks. 3 weeks.
Because
they'll get a little pop-up. They'll get a little pop-up from the interim coach.
They got 20... They gave up 20 yesterday to who? The Bears?
Yeah, it's back to back 20-point leads, right?
Yeah, they gave up 20 in the fourth period.
Yeah,
that's impossible.
Back to back weeks.
You know,
they did in the Super Bowl.
This owner, Arthur Blank, who's got more money than anybody
at Home Depot.
Yeah, he must be one of those guys. If you tell me what I have to do, I'm not going to do it, right? Because he's got to have everybody telling him he's got to fire this guy, right?
He's had
He's like Jerry Jones. It took Jerry 5 extra years to fire Garrett because everybody kept saying, fire Garrett, right?
All last year they were telling him, you got to fire Quinn.
Yes.
He's a defensive guy, Pat. They can't stop anybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Unbelievable. And, by the way, we found out why Ryan was so good. Kyle Shanahan was a good coach.
Yes.
Now they haven't been able to replace him, that's for sure.
Yes.
So,
but Zim's got the glorious big shield now that Zim wears.
By the way, I asked Collar this. He's not as on board as you and I, but is Zim going to Norv? Is Zim going to Norv Kubiak?
I brought that up yesterday on the post game.
Yeah.
Is Zim going to Norv him, or is Kubiak going to just decide, I don't need this?
No,
I'm done.
Yes, and I can.
Here's Kube's problem.
Yeah, I mean, they just had 460 yards. So,
but let me throw you this one here. I think Kube's problem is, I think poor Kube's is going to get stuck in between Zim and Cousins. Like, that's where I think the infighting's going to be, right?
Oh, okay, all right.
And so then does Kube's really want to put up with that crap?
Is Kube's assistants or his kid and somebody else?
Yeah, Clint Kubiak is the quarterback's coach.
Okay.
But he could take over play calling for the rest of the year.
Okay. But that's right. But when Norv left, we didn't run his kid out immediately, did we?
Nope.
But the kid kind of stuck around
as a kid stuck around
duck.
For the rest of the year, yeah.
Lame duck. But, of course, that was when that became the Vikings' excuse for the terrible. Well, Norv left. Remember that when they went in the tank that year?
Remember
the excuse was Norv left. He ran him out. He told him he was taking away his power, but that became the excuse. Well, Norv left.
Yes.
And I think Zim even used that.
Well, and Zim has always tried to say, I'm not going to tell you what happened, but you don't know. But I think in Kube's case, Gary might just say, I don't need this crap.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't need it. The man's had a stroke.
He can't be loving a minute. He's got to live. He's got to have a nice home in Colorado somewhere.
Yeah, he's got like a ranch.
Yeah.
But I mean, the man collapsed on the sideline. He had a stroke.
It was
a minor stroke. There's no such thing as a minor stroke.
How'd Zim tell him? How'd Zim talk him into it?
Because he came here as a consultant.
I know, but Zim.
That's how he talked him into it. And then he talked him in. The amazing thing is now they talked him into replacing Stefanski. That's where it's a pain in the ass.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I heard, now Cleveland's 2-1,
yes.
But I heard somebody saying Stefanski, instead of taking advantage of Chubb and who's the other running back? They got two really good running backs, Chubb and somebody else. They got two good running backs.
Kareem Hunt, I believe.
Kareem Hunt,
Nice
Kareem
Hunt.
Very good.
Speedster.
Yeah, if he's not getting in difficulties
that's a problem.
Domestic situations. But, yeah. But he's like throwing it all over and making Mayfield do all this stuff. And the guy said, why don't you run the ball? Well, I don't know. But
who'd they beat, Washington yesterday?
Yeah, they're terrible.
Oh, yeah.
They won their opener against somebody, though. I don't know.
Yeah, there's going to be some.
They're tied for first in the mighty NFC East.
Oh, the NFC East has stunk for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia is a mess. The Giants are god awful. I thought Dallas was going to pop up and be really good this season, but I think I was wrong.
Okay, now I got to get to another topic.
It's your show.
I saw a quote from Cheryl Reeve
that
this was a special season.
Okay.
You got beat in the semis 3 in a row, and you humiliated the whole state of Minnesota yesterday. It was an embarrassment to live in Minnesota. You got beat so bad. 24-2 run in the first quarter. That ain't a special season. You made the playoff series you had before were like one game and then is it 2 out of 3 or something?
Yeah,
like
it's a short series.
And by the way, half the league, half the good players opted out and chose not to play.
So you're saying this wasn't so special?
I don't think it was a special season.
You're choosing to. You're crippling with Michelle Reeve.
You're in a 12-2 league. You're in a 12-team league. It's not a special season. Not when you get swept
Thanks,
in the
Larry
semi.
David.
Not when you get.
I don't think it was.
I don't think
it was a special season.
It wasn't a special season.
I wasn't about it.
Not a special season.
I'm sorry.
Larry David, one of my favorite ever.
Oh, God.
One of my favorites ever was when he tripped Shaq.
Oh, God. No. That's such a good one.
That would remember Shaq because all of a sudden.
Oh, my God.
All of a sudden. He loves it because nobody will talk to him.
Yes.
Everybody's mad at him. And
that's
won't
like
talk
when he had the mega hat last year and he realized if he wore it, no one would talk to him.
Sad. Sad.
You'd go to a restaurant and put on the MAGA hat and everyone would move away from it.
I can't wait for this pandemic.
The pandemic one's going to be.
I don't want to wear a mask. I'm going to wear a mask.
No, he won't go out. That's going to be the best part. Because my guess in real life, he doesn't go out.
He doesn't even threaten to quit anymore, though, does he? For like after year four or five, I think he's done.
I think he just shoots him when he wants to.
He said he was done and then he's okay, I'll come back. Now it's automatic.
But I think he can do like two or eight if he wants.
I think it's year 10, right, or something? I don't know.
Spread out over what, though? Because he was gone for, there was like a five-year or more hiatus.
Yeah.
I don't watch it as loyally as I did, but
last year was really
I did like the crazy eye episode when Wanda got upset and Crazy Eye came back and was very upset with him because he'd given away some secrets. So
the guest star list is fantastic, by the way. God, it's good.
Yeah, everybody.
The amount of guest stars he gets.
Everybody wants to do it. Did you ever see this Ricky Gervais series on...
Extras?
Yeah,
a little bit. Yes.
Patrick Stewart's on as a special guest, and he's like a old pervert. The only reason he wants to do any movies is to have good-looking women in them. Then Kate Winslet's on, and she's playing a nun, and she's... You know, she's playing a nun, she's smoking a cigarette, she's scratching herself in her private parts, and she's saying all this raunchy stuff, and it's great.
They did debut the new season of Fargo last night with Chris Rock.
Oh, I gotta watch it. I
caught it right after the Sunday Night Football game.
I gotta watch it tonight.
They debuted, the first two are out. I got through one, and it was then midnight, and I didn't want to get suckered into another one. Very good.
Apparently,
I liked it so far.
Apparently, the Irish nurse...
Yes.
It's fantastic.
He's the Minnesota gal.
Yeah.
Mayweather. Aura Mayweather. And she's got it. She's got the great accent.
She's got the role in this. I saw Justin did a piece in the Sunday paper about it. Yeah, Fargo was. You know, last time they did it, the Ewan McGregor one?
Yeah.
The first three episodes, I was saying, and my youngest son is like a big Fargo fan, and I called him up, and I stopped watching it for like 6 weeks, and he said, did you finish Farther? And I said, Fargo, I said, no, I gave up. And he said, that was a big mistake, and I watched it. It's fantastic.
Oh, was it? Because I gave up too, Pat. I tapped out.
It's great. Okay. It's great, but
it took a while.
It took a while to get there. Because usually the previous one, the one with Kirsten Dunst, and by the way, she was like either married or with that guy.
That's right.
What the hell is wrong with her?
Who was it?
What is that dummy's name?
He's been in Breaking Bad and some other stuff.
The big goofy guy.
Yeah. He's actually now starting to take off a little bit.
Whenever he's in a movie, you can't wait for him to get shot because he's so obnoxious.
And he usually does.
He's such a whiner. But he ended up with her, but they just broke up, I think.
Jesse Plemons is the actor's name.
Yeah.
Jesse Plemons.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, God, he's just...
If you saw his face, you would look at him and go, oh, that weasel. He's a guy that you're waiting to get whacked in.
And by the way, I saw a clip of the first one, the Billy Bob Fargo.
Yeah, I love that one.
When the cops comes up and he's going to...
Oh, wow. Jesse Plemons,
he was with Kirsten Dunst.
He must have something going for him that we don't know about.
Yeah, right.
There must be something more there,
the
Pat.
The one when Billy Bob, when the cop comes up and he's going to, says, roll that, get out of the car. And Billy Bob says, how's your daughter doing? You know, and then he says, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to roll up the window and I'm going to drive away. And 20 years from now, you're going to say, boy, am I happy I let that guy drive away. You know,
he was so conniving and great in that role.
Basically,
holy smokes.
He basically convinced the cops he was going to kill his children if he got out of the car. It was great. Fargo is fantastic.
Yeah, so, you're right about Jesse
but
Plumson.
not much time for TV watching this week. We got on Wednesday 8 baseball games.
Yeah, how many are you going to watch? But before you get ticked off about the pace of play and turn off the sound.
You can click. I like the fact you can click. The game's on at the same time. Okay,
it's the first round of the hockey playoffs. That's okay. Basically what this is.
Okay, I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
I had this thought yesterday. Yeah. Sports are screwy, and that's why we love them, mm-hmm. right? Your sport, hockey, is the screwiest of all time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Lightning from 2018-19, one of the great scoring machines in the history of the sport, they ended up with 20 points more than anybody in the league, right?
Which was unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, but they
the worst thing you
they
can do.
Had 129
yes.
points, and the
dominated.
Next team had 108.
Dominant, yes.
I went up there when I was down in Florida and wrote a thing on Esposito. I think I wrote like four pieces. One of them.
That's why we call you Mr. Puck.
I wrote all his stuff because it was just so good.
John Gilbert Jr. Yeah,
they get swept in four games.
Yeah, by Columbus.
See,
they were up 4-0 on or something.
3-0 in the first period of the first game.
Yes,
and they get swept in four games.
Yes,
and now they don't have the same team. Stamkos didn't play much. He came back for 10 minutes, and
that was it.
And that, which is normal for him, and. Now they're going to win the cup.
Yes.
How's that happen?
Unless Dallas can come back here next year. Yes.
That's weird.
Pat, it goes back to 1991. The Chicago Blackhawks in the Norris Division, I think, finished, was it 40 points above the North Stars? They play in the first round.
Yes.
The North Stars beat them.
But.
And went to the Stanley Cup Finals.
It goes back further than that.
Yeah.
Goes back to 1981-82 when the North Stars had their most points ever, right?
Yes.
That team.
And got knocked out by the Leafs.
81-82. And the Blackhawks were they had 30, 40 points less than the North Stars, and they beat them. Savard got a goal in game
Murray
six.
Bannerman stood on his head.
Was it game six or seven?
I think they got knocked out in six.
Six, yeah. And Savard scored a winner. I remember I was watching it from Augusta.
Savard, was he good.
Savard scored in overtime.
That's
something.
When I decided that at every turn, Minnesota sports would break your heart. And I decided to basically punt and give up.
Yeah, well.
But you're right.
But it would have been a disgrace to sports in general if that 91 team had won the cup.
Yeah.
And they won game one in Pittsburgh.
And they were there. Longest national anthem ever.
Yes. They were ahead 2-1. In the finals.
I remember well.
And they had, that wasn't still 16 out of 21, right? We had more teams than then, but they were terrible.
Had we had expansion by then? Had Sharks come in or something like that? It was still it was close to 21.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I mean, they were like 15 seed or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they weren't good.
No.
No, they finished like 40 points behind Chicago.
It is
Chicago.
Weird. But. That's even more unexplainable than this because in 91, the game wasn't as tight as it is now. I mean, you had 5-3 games instead of 2-1.
You know my theory, Pat. There is no reason to win the league by 20 points, ever. Don't sell out for regular season success.
Okay.
Save it.
All right. Well, that's,
It might be true in baseball now with this wacky playoff.
How many are we going to end up with? They're not going to be able to give us 16 next year, but they're. I'm fearful they're going to give us 14.
I was going to say, what's realistic? 12?
I hope
14.
I hope we don't go more than 12.
I mean, it's 10 right. It's 10 ordinarily right now, right?
You can't play. Yeah, 10. They're going to go to 12 for sure.
Phil's got a whole idea about a wild card round that gives buys to the top teams that he gave us. I don't recall the whole thing.
Well, he wants 16. He wants 16.
I think it might have. It might have been 14. It might not have been 16.
It's not a sport where you can give a team a week off.
Well, that's what he was. That's what he had some concern about, but he still was doing it.
If I remember right, it was 8 teams. The first 3 that are your division winners get byes, and then he kind of wants to set it up with similar to college regional baseball tournaments where the lower seed has to win 2 games in the series against all the wild. So like if it's 4-8, 5-7, that they would then have to.
I don't think Royce liked it.
Yeah.
Given the motion we just got.
I didn't like it.
What was the, I think what you're going to, hopefully there's enough owners who aren't complete morons, which is taking a big chance, but I think we're going to end up with 12 and hopefully, just two
best of three series. I think the one game wild card.
So 12. So we'll get more.
I think the one game wild card is dead. What you're going to end up with is this.
Okay.
But I don't think
you're going to.
You cannot sell a 162 game season because they think they're so stupid. They think that over 162, you're going to end up with a pig wrestle like you had in the National League, right? Yeah.
Yes.
You're not. Not over 162 games. You ended up with a pig wrestle because it's 60 games, you stupid idiots.
But you just said it.
And that's even worse than an idiot. Even worse than an idiot is a stupid idiot. That's
who watched a pig wrestle?
Yes. I mean, I was like watching mud
wrestling. Hey, so what sticks around from 2020 baseball? Expanded playoffs.
Oh, the runner on second is 100% chance. And expanded playoffs. The seven-inning doubleheader does not because they want split doubleheaders. They will not be – they don't want to –
gotcha.
They don't want to give up five – let's say you get five – how many split doubleheaders? You get three, four a year, right?
Yeah.
You can't play seven-inning doubleheaders as a split doubleheader.
Okay.
You can't
And they won't play straight. That makes sense.
Yeah, they don't want
with fans because they can gouge fans a little bit more. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I sort of like those, by the way.
Well, I think they'd probably do them if the owners were willing to not charge. They don't want to give the season ticket money back,
right?
You know, I mean, there's places where season ticket money is, you got places where the Dodgers got 25. They never get rained out, but. When you got huge season ticket bases, you don't want to give money back.
Yeah, in fact, I saw a story that the Cubs are actually already planning to, I think, start next season letting only their season ticket holders in and not selling tickets.
Oh,
because the Cubs are still fearful that they won't have.
They're going to then end up selling 28,000 season tickets.
That'd be great if they sell out Wrigley on season ticket. Ah, sorry about that.
Alex Cora, next manager of the Red Sox, right?
Back.
It's got to be, yeah.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I'd bring
so
him
this
back.
Guy. So he's this guy's out for a year.
Yeah, well, he did his sentence. He did his time.
No, I'm saying the guy that they had
did his
was
year.
Around for a year.
Yeah,
and was like,
sacrificial lamb, Ron Renneke.
Yeah.
I bet he comes back.
I could see that.
He's a good guy. He liked garbage cans, so what the hell, right? He didn't get suspended for what he did with the Red Sox, right?
He got suspended for what he did with the Astros because he was in on
with
that.
The,
yes,
Astros.
So will Hinch get a job?
Who's gonna write the outraged Astros shouldn't even be here thing?
Well, that's a good idea.
Even though they're 29-31,
yeah, they're not very good.
No,
that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I wanted.
I did use disgraced, by the way. I used the word disgraced Astros.
Oh, the disgraced.
The
Astros.
Disgraced Astros. It fits perfectly.
Yeah, I wanted to. I wanted it to be the Whiteys. You know why?
No.
The only team that has been in the same bracket, same collection of teams as the Minnesota Twins through their entire 60 years is the White Sox.
Yeah.
The American League, 61 through 68.
You're right. AL West.
Then the AL West, 69 through Cleveland and Detroit were both in that other one. And the White and the Royals weren't around, for years. So
where were the Pilots?
The White Sox.
Or was that? No, Pilots, that was the first year of
that's
divisions,
the Milwaukee
right?
Brewers. White Sox, 69. Now, Seattle and who was the other? Who came in 69? Wasn't in Kansas City, was it? They came in next time, right?
I thought they came in. Well, no, the Padres came in at 69, right?
Yeah, but
I think the Padres and Expos are 69.
Yeah, but they've expanded.
And the Royals
are
like 70.
No, they expanded by four. Oh. Seattle and the Twins. Seattle and somebody came in 69. Maybe it was Kansas City, but the Royals had been. The A's had gone to Oakland before that.
Mm-hmm.
So I count the only team that they've had. In their same,
well, they could still play them.
Conglomeration, the Mighty Whiteys.
They could still play them.
You know what's funny about baseball? We don't have an arch rival, the Twins.
Yeah, the White Sox were as close as you got for a while, but that's 20, 15 years ago.
A's was pretty good in the 80s. But
69 for the Royals, by the way.
Okay.
That is correct.
Yeah, but
That's true. There's not a team in recent years that you hate. That's for sure.
Pat, I'll help you close with this one. But I saw a piece from MLB.com today that did the 2020 World Series Urgency Index Meter for all the franchises that are there. The Dodgers, number one, and the Twins, number two.
Why is it an urgency for the Dodgers? Well, the Dodgers, just because if this team doesn't make it.
They haven't won a World Series since 88.
Correct.
No, that's true.
You know what? Rocco is having none of that BS, Declan.
You know what I would do, though?
None of it. Yep.
I think I would go into a bar and buy some random person a cocktail if the Brewers were to beat the Dodgers. I think it would be the great moment. I think that would kill off the
go to Wisconsin and do it.
I think that would kill off the 16-game team playoff if we get something like that.
Well, if you get enough goofy things, you might not be wrong.
Yeah.
Because the one problem with my sport, look at all the times they get matchups they absolutely hate because of the goofiness of it. Hockey has a big problem there sometimes.
Well, that's
and baseball in the best two or three easily could.
Yeah, hockey. I love hockey, but the results are all random. That's the problem.
Do you think the national people are rooting for the Astros or Twins, though? Because if the Astros do get through, it's a great bad guy story.
Oh, yeah, they do. But they're not quite the bad guys with no Verlander and no
that's
Cole.
That's probably true.
And, you know,
Altuve's been terrible this season.
Yes, he does miss the buzzer. That's for sure.
All right.
I voted for him for MVP, and I'm sticking with it. The hell with you people.
All right.
I like the little SOB.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
Bye.
If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.